Well, the holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic, because Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful. They have thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you literally won't find anywhere else. And you'll find those presents that say, I know you, I know what you like, I know what you love. And the chances of you giving someone a present they already have are exceptionally small. There is an artistry set that I've just bought for my little niece, and I know it's a one-of-a-kind and she will adore it. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting those artists, those small businesses, and every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes. Because with every purchase you make with Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3.1 million to date. And they have something for everyone, moms, dads, kids, teens, book lovers, gardeners, mixologists, you name it. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of our dark minisode series. Now, today's dark minisode comes to us from one of our newer Patreons. Not only a new Patreon, but all round a new listener. And we love getting experiences from our newest listeners. So if you are new to the show and you have your own experience, go to our website, thedarkparanormal.com, and click on Submit My Experience or click the link in the show notes. And also, if you'd like to become one of our members over on Patreon, where you basically keep the show running and also act like a kind of publisher for the show, suggesting changes, etc., head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal or again, click the link in the show notes. But for now, please take some time for yourself, make yourself a nice warm drink, get yourself relaxed as we listen to our Patreon submission for this dark minisode, Keys to the Other Side. Hi, Kev. I'm relatively new to the show, but I'm loving it so far, and I've just signed up to become a Patreon. I'm a junior school teacher from Kent. I want to stay anonymous for obvious reasons. I'm 34 now, and I teach year threes, which I love, and I have done for the last few years. I found your podcast through a colleague who knows that I'm into this sort of thing. And after a bit of a binge, I've decided to tell you about what happened after my mum died. People I've told either don't believe me or they look at me like I've lost the plot. But I think, or I hope, you and your listeners may understand. My mother passed away in March 2024. It was cancer, it was quick, and it was brutal. It was 6 weeks from diagnosis to funeral. I'm the middle of three sisters, and we all had what I'd call a polar relationship with my mum. She loved us, we know that, but she was secretive, distant. Though a part of her life she just didn't share. And if you tried to push, she would shut down completely. I'll give you a classic example. When I was maybe 15, she used to say she was going to bingo in the local pub every Monday night, as regular as clockwork. So one Monday, I think I'd been asked out, I'm not too sure now, but I do know I needed to borrow money for something that I can't remember, and I walked down to the bingo to catch her, which was held at the local pub. However, she wasn't there. I asked the landlord's wife, who asked the other girls behind the bar, and they all said they hadn't seen her. That night, when she came home, I asked where she'd been. And bingo was her reply, not even blinking. I told her I'd gone to the bingo looking for her. She just shrugged and said, "Oh, you must have missed me. Maybe I popped out for a cigarette." But I knew she was lying. I could always tell. But we never spoke about that again. When she died, we had to do the thing of going through all of her belongings, separating what we do want, what we don't want, etc. I wasn't too interested. My elder sister Karen took most of the furniture. My younger sister Louise wanted the jewellery, photos, bits and pieces, a TV for my niece's room, things like that. They asked what I wanted, and in all honesty, I didn't want a thing. I would have been taking for taking's sake. Also, there were too many complex feelings involved. But then I remembered her keyring. Mum had this massive bunch of keys. Old house keys, old padlock keys, keys to God knows where. But it also had little sort of charms hanging from that ring. A golden toad, a silver mushroom. One was a purple crystal drop, around the size of an old 50 pence piece, teardrop shaped. When I was little, maybe 5 or 6, she would jangle these keys before we'd go out, just me and her. "Let's just go for lunch, me and you. What do you say?" She'd say, and she'd shake those keys, and I'd hear that jangle and see that purple crystal swing, and as petty as it sounds, I'd feel special. Like, for once, I had all her attention to myself. So I said, "I'll take the keys. Just the keys." My sisters thought I was mad. "What are you going to do with a bunch of random keys?" But they didn't really argue, it was more rhetorical. I took them home, put them on a hook by my door, and I felt like a piece of her that was actually good. You know, a happy memory was home with me. And it was about a week later, I started hearing footsteps at night. My house is a Victorian terrace, old floorboards, so you hear everything. Floorboards creaking as a noise is one I was used to. But these were deliberate, slow, like someone pacing back and forth in the hallway. I'd lay there listening, my heart pounding, telling myself it was next door or the house settling or even my imagination. But it happened 3 nights in a row, the same rhythm, the same route, from the stairs to the kitchen door and back again. Then, things started getting knocked off shelves. The first time I came downstairs and a mug had fallen off the draining board and was shattered on the floor. Fair enough, I thought. Maybe I didn't put it down properly. But then I noticed a bottle of shampoo was laying on the bathroom floor. A book on my bedside table on the floor when I woke up. Little things, but regular. Things I could also put down to me being clumsy. Every couple of days, however, something new would be moved or knocked over. The atmosphere in the house felt different too. Heavy. Especially in the hallway and the living room. Like the air was thicker. Harder to breathe. And there was this overwhelming feeling of sadness. But not my sadness. I was grieving, obviously. But this was something external. It felt mournful, if that makes sense. Like someone was upset. Not angry. Just deeply, quietly sad. I'm not thick. I knew what I was thinking. That's my mum. It's somehow my mum via the keys. But if she was here and sad, well, what was I meant to do? I kept pushing the thought away. Grief does strange things to your head. We all know that. It makes you sometimes see patterns that aren't there. Probably hear things too. I told myself I was projecting, imagining things because I did miss my mum. Even though our relationship was complicated, she was still my mum. This went on and off for about a month. The pacing, objects moving, that heavy sadness. But I got used to it, weirdly. I started talking to it sometimes. All right, Mum, I'm home. That sort of thing. It felt stupid, but comforting in a way. Then, maybe 5 weeks after she died, everything changed. I woke up one night. Must have been maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, and the atmosphere was completely different. Not sadness anymore. This was dense, concentrated, as if the air itself had weight, and I had this overwhelming sensation of being watched, but not by one person, by several. I didn't move. I just lay there in the dark, eyes wide open, absolutely frozen. And I swear to you, I could feel them. 3 presences at the foot of my bed. I could tell they were stood together close, like they were holding hands, all just watching me. It wasn't like the pacing solitary presence. That one felt lost, wandering. This felt deliberate, focused. Like a group with a purpose. After what felt like hours, but was probably minutes, the feeling lifted after I heard my bedroom door creak slightly and something leave, and the air went back to normal. The next morning, I grabbed the keyring and I removed every key, and believe me, there were lots. I put my keys on the ring and placed those loose keys in a plant pot in the back garden. Those keys could have been for anywhere. The next 2 nights were actually really peaceful. Really peaceful. So peaceful I was convinced I'd nailed the culprit. But by night 3, I was tossing and turning. And then the air changed. That dense feeling fell down on the room again, and as I stirred towards the bottom of my bed, very, very faintly, moving slowly in and out of the shadows as if rocking back and forth, were the outline of 3 short beings at the foot of my bed. Then, like before, my bedroom door creaked open an inch, and the feeling and the beings all disappeared. I barely slept for the rest of that night. and almost every other night they were there. Not every night, but regular enough. Soon I began feeling them in the kitchen while I was cooking, in the living room while I was marking books. Always that sense of three moving as one, watching. I'd still sense the sad one pace occasionally, and I started thinking of them as separate things, the pacer and the trio. But now the trio were more present, more persistent, more intense. Other than the outline of that trio, I never saw anything. I never heard voices. Sometimes I couldn't even see them at all. For example, if it was a full moon and that part of my room was lighter than usual, I knew they were there, but I could see all of the things at the back of my room like I normally could. There was no way anyone could be there, though I knew they were. The way you know someone stood behind you when you can't see them. That type of feeling. There were a good few times I almost threw away the keyring. Took all of my keys from it, held it over the outside bin, ready to drop it in there. But I just couldn't do it. That ring and its little hanger-ons were all I had of my mum that felt good. Now this brings us to March of this year, a year since my mum had died. My sisters and I decided we should do something to mark the anniversary. Louise suggested we go to Monday Bingo, have a drink at Mum's local, raise a glass to her. It felt appropriate, given how much she'd apparently loved it there. So, on the Monday closest to the anniversary, we had a quick pre-drink in my house and set off for the bingo. Yes, the holidays is indeed a time to put smiles on other people's faces, but what about putting a nice relaxed one on yours? Prioritise your rest, your comfort, and your connection with the holiday season with Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado products transform your home into a peaceful grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. And every product is thoughtfully made with both you and the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality you're bringing to your home. Dream of better, better for you, better for the planet. And with easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, you can prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado. Dream of better. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations. The bingo took place in a typical UK village pub, probably 80 plus years old, nothing fancy. A working men's club sort of place. Sticky carpet, fruit machines, that smell of beer and cleaning products. We got ourselves some drinks and we sat in the lounge area first, not in the main hall where the bingo was going to take place. And we started reminiscing, carefully. The way you do when you're all thinking the same thing, but no one wants to say it aloud. That she was difficult. That we all struggled with her. Because we missed her anyway. I placed my keys on the table. Habit, I suppose. And I was fiddling with the purple crystal while we all talked, running it between my fingers. An older woman approached our table. Maybe late 60s, early 70s. Smartly dressed with a kind face. She said her name was Lainey. She was sorry to intrude, but she'd known our mother, apparently. She recognised Louise's face from the funeral. We invited her to sit down, bought her a drink, and she told us a few nice stories. Things about Mum we didn't know. How generous she'd been. How funny. Funny. Our Mum. Then, she looked at the keys. In particular, at the purple crystal. And her face changed. No, not to one of horror, but surprise. Oh, she said, leaning in. Did she pass the pendulum onto you then? I didn't understand. Sorry, what? The pendulum. She nodded at the crystal. I thought she kept all that from you girls. We all looked at each other and said, kept what from us? Then the woman went pale. Oh God, you don't know. That's when she told us that that purple crystal wasn't just for decoration. It was a pendulum. And for over 20 years, our mother and her two friends, the names of whom we didn't recognise, and both of whom had died, one apparently in 2019 and one in 2021, met in a small room upstairs in this very pub every Monday night to give psychic readings. Tarot, pendulum, palm, mediumship. But to a very select group, according to Lainey. It was invitation only. Nothing was advertised. Our mother was the last surviving member of that trio, but she apparently still kept coming every Monday right up until she got too ill, still going up to that room on her own. We sat there stunned. It explained everything. The secrecy, the lies about bingo, the part of her life she never shared. She'd never been playing bingo. She'd been speaking to the dead. I don't know what made me say it. Probably the look on the woman's face, maybe because I was finally starting to understand. But I told her about the hauntings, the pacing, the three presences watching me, and the feeling that something had come home with these keys. Now came a face closer to horror. She placed her hand over mine. There still with it, she said, nodding again at the keyring. They're with the pendulum. They're still attached to their work. You need to get that connection broke. Louise, who we now laugh at for having her mouth open the full time Lainey was there, asked Lainey how we'd do that. Lainey said we'd need to get it blessed. A priest if we were religious, or if not, someone who knew what they were doing. She said it gently, but I could tell she was worried. Not for her, for us. For me. Karen spoke to her priest. I'm not religious, but Karen goes to church. She knew him well enough to talk to, and so asked for his help. We went to see him a week later. I bought the keys, I explained the situation. He didn't ask a single question. He didn't judge anything. He listened, nodded, and then blessed the keys. The pendulum, specifically. He said a small prayer over them, cusping them in his hand. He then headed off and came back with a small bottle of holy water and suggested I place the key ring in a small bowl, cover it with the holy water for 7 days. He said his blessing had broken any connection, but this would be an extra layer of help. So I did. And I am not exaggerating when I say the activity stopped immediately, completely. No footsteps, no objects moving, no sense of being watched. The house felt lighter, normal. Like it was spring and someone had opened all the windows and let the fresh breeze in. I still have the key ring. The crystal's still there, hanging from that ring. I keep it in a drawer now. I've moved my keys back to their old ring. But I think I can safely say, whatever was attached to that key ring or that pendulum, Mum and her friends, their work, their energy, whatever you'd like to call it, it's gone. They're at peace now, I guess. Or at the very least, they've left me alone. I've not told many people this story. My sisters know, obviously, and the priest, and Lainey from the pub. Most people would think I'd lost it if I told them the story. That grief made me imagine the whole thing. But I know what I felt and seen. I know what was in my house. I think about Mum's secret life quite a lot now. What she did in that room above a pub. Who she spoke to. Who her clientele were. Whether she was any good at it. Part of me wishes she'd told us, she'd let us in. But I do understand why she didn't. She was protecting something that mattered to her. She was protecting us. I like to think on some level, she was trying to reach out. My theory now is she was there on her own, pacing, sad, maybe wanting to explain, to apologize for the secrets. And then she'd return in the night with the other two, doing what they'd always done. Maybe protecting their work, protecting her, protecting me, but staying together even in death. If you're wondering, no, nothing psychic gift-wise has been passed on to any of us three girls. Although, in all sincerity, my niece, Louisa's daughter, has just started senior school. And Louise has had a few spooky encounters via her daughter. I will ask her to see if she's willing to send them in. One in particular is very chilling. They do say these things skip a generation, don't they? Thank you for reading, Kev. Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for providing me and us with this tremendous minisode. I'm glad I'm recording this during the day because I can perfectly visualize three small elderly women holding hands, rocking back and forth on their heels in the darkness at the foot of my bed. And if I was recording this at night, well, let's just say I'd be putting all the lights on for about an hour. Thankfully, I don't have to waste my electric bill because it is the middle of the day, but genuinely, Anonymous, thank you for such a marvelous experience. And to everyone, don't forget, if you have your own personal paranormal experience, please click the link in the show notes or go direct to the website, thedarkparanormal.com, and share your experience with me so I can share it with our listenership. Because all of these experiences are building to a wonderful collage of this overall puzzle we call the paranormal. But until next time, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.